Hi guys, it's Molly, and this is a stoned story time where I get really, really high, tell you about my fantasies, and then play with myself. Come, and hopefully you come with me. So, today's topic is clowns. I have a very complicated love-hate relationship with them. I've been afraid of clowns since I was a little kid. I've had nightmares about them for as long as I can remember. My most recent one was, I think about, a year ago? About a year ago or so. I go out and, or like about a year ago, in my dream, I go out to, like, this, club sort of thing. And everything's cool, everyone's having fun, and all of a sudden these clowns just show up. Just randomly show up to the club. And they start giving everybody balloon animals, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. And I, like, start trusting the clown, and all of a sudden, like, one just pulls me into a room and just violates me horribly. Like, he's no longer acting like a clown. He's acting like a man who wants to get his nut. And it was bad. It was scary. And then I run out screaming as soon as he's done. This clown just raped me. And everyone's like, stop lying. You know, clowns don't do that. I'm scared of clowns because people trust them. You know what I mean? Like, people have this weird sense of, well, surely the clown wouldn't do that thing. Clowns are sweet and nice and friendly and fun. You wouldn't suspect a clown. That's terrifying. It's terrifying to me. And when I was a kid, I'd have these nightmares of, like, I didn't understand what was happening to me, but one of the first rated R movies I'd ever seen was A Clockwork Orange. And it'd be that scene where the clothing was being cut off the lady. Well, in the dream, it wasn't Alex cutting off the clothing, it was a clown. And it wasn't a lady, it was me. And I didn't understand what the dream meant, and I still don't. But it was just weird. It was just weird. I was especially put off because I didn't understand sexual feelings at the time. I just knew that I had this weird tingle in my pants when I woke up from dreams like that, where I was scared, but I also felt tingly. And I still get those. Case in point, that dream that I just told you about from, like, a year ago. It's just, I don't trust clowns, like, that. All those distractions they offer, the balloon animals, the tricks, the games, the jokes, the prop gags, they don't want you to notice what they're really up to. They're trying to gain your trust because they fully intend to break it. I mean, what's more disarming than being made to laugh? It brings your guard down. You won't see it coming when a clown finally attacks because you're too busy chuckling and laughing because of the jokes. Those white painted faces and exaggerated expressions are misleading to the cruel intentions underneath. Now, of course, I'm being like 99% facetious, but I have a phobia. Clowns are like my monsters. They're like my boogeymen. But that said, I do have a few really disgusting fantasies about clowns that I can't help but to come to sometimes. Because, you know, like, along with my fear fetish, I also have a bit of this manipulation and mind game fetish. It's so hot to me that clowns can play those cruel mind games on people and get away with them. People seem to really, really trust and like clowns. And while I don't get it, that's really hot that they have that ability. It's like a superpower. Like, do you remember a few years back during the big clown epidemic? Like, those grease paint fucks would pop up everywhere and harass people. Some even would go out and, like, to the security cameras on houses and secretly horrify the occupants by being fucking creepy and evil behind masks and makeup, concealing their identities. You know, that's what's really scary, is they can hide their identities. Like, the person that's, like, checking you out at the supermarket could be a clown. That's scary. But I think about those clown pop-ups. And I think about walking home one day, because I live in the city. For anyone who doesn't know, I live in Boston. I think it's not a secret at this point. I live in Boston, and there's this part of Boston called Southie, where I'm frequently at. Like, I'm always stomping around that area. So, just to kind of show you what kind of a class of a girl I am. But, so yeah, I have this dream, or this fantasy, of a clown just going around Southie, just fucking with people, but doing it in a way like he's just picking on the weak and defenseless people, and like popping out, jumping and scaring, and popping back into the shadows. Well, I'm thinking, one does that to me, but instead of just popping out and doing something scary like smashing a jack-o'-lantern or something, instead he'd pull me behind a dumpster and fuck me. And I'd be too scared to scream. Surrounded by all those people. I doubt if I screamed anyone would help me anyway. It's fucking Southie. Shit, if I screamed everyone would just think it was just, you know, par for the weekend. You know, oh, a woman screaming. How quaint. Must be Tuesday. But, yeah, no. I have this fantasy of just this creepy fucker just hurting me. Like, really hurting me. Like, I'm not talking about, like, clown animals and playing around. I'm talking, like, terrifying, scary, cutting, biting. Fuck, I'm getting horny just thinking about it. Like, it's seriously getting me hot. Like, I'm thinking of, like, Twisty the Clown from American Horror Story. Now, I know that's fucked up, but God, I like scary clowns. I like the Joker, but the Joker's not a scary clown. He's an eerie clown. He's a funny clown, but he's not a monster. I like the obvious monster clowns. The ones where you look at them and you can just tell they're just evil. They have your cruelest intentions in mind. Oh, their cruelest intentions in mind. Whatever, you know what I mean. God, fuck. Oh, my pussy is so wet thinking about it. I kind of want, like, you know those balloons, those really long balloons that clowns use to make balloon animals? I wonder if I could get one in my cunt. I want a clown to fuck me with one. How degrading would that be, huh? Being forced to spread my legs for a clown while he fucked my pussy with a balloon. I want to fuck me. I need a big fucking clown cock and he's scaring me to death. I have this fantasy of one just licking the side of my face. I don't know why, it's just, I like that image in my head. I love that vision in my head of a clown licking me, getting his makeup on my skin. Oh, clown's big long tongue going up my pussy, licking me. So fucking terrifying. Being forced to let a clown make me come. I wanna fight him. Oh, I fucking wanna fight him so bad, but I'd just be too fucking scared. Oh my God, I'd be so fucking scared. I wouldn't know what to do. I would not fucking know what to do if a clown just came up and just fucking hurt me. Oh my God. Terrifying. He was just a fucking monster. Like with Tim Curry's version. You could tell he could have been a monster, but he might have also been a nice guy. But with this new It, oh, he's clearly a monster. There's no pretending. He wants to kill you. That's so hot. Oh, it's so fucking hot. Oh my god. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god. I'm thinking about, like, when I was a kid and I'd go to the hospital, sometimes you'd have clowns come in. I was just thinking of, like, wouldn't it have been hot if one would have molested me while I was younger? I wouldn't have been able to scream or say anything. I would have been like, what, that's impossible. Why would a clown do that? Why would a guy volunteering his time, not even getting paid, come in to help kids if he was just gonna act like this? I would take his side over mine. I'd have to be quiet. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. If anyone has any hot clown pictures they want to send me of, like, scary clowns, you can send them in my inbox. I'll let you know what I think. If I'm in the mood for it, that is. Sometimes I might not be in the mood for it. It might just, like, legit scare me, and that might be fun, too. Oh, fuck. It's hot, though. Clowns. Catch you guys later. Love you. Mwah.